This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Margaret Carter is an educator, activist, and the first Black person elected to the Oregon State House of Representatives. Margaret Carter was born in Shreveport, Louisiana in 1935. She attended Shreveport Public Schools for her whole childhood, and after high school, went to study music at Grambling State University, a historically Black college. After 2.5 years at Grambling, Carter married and dropped out of school. As she raised 5 children, Carter worked in various jobs, including at an ammunition plant and selling Amway and Avon products. But the marriage was abusive, and so in 1967, Carter left Louisiana with her children and relocated to Oregon by train. Carter found work in Portland as a teacher's assistant in Portland Public Schools and enrolled at Portland State University to complete her degree. She graduated in 1972 with a bachelor's degree in education and began teaching at Albina Youth Opportunity School. The next year, she enrolled in an education master's program from Oregon State University's Portland Extension, earning her MA in educational psychology in 1974. For the next 27 years, Carter worked as a counselor at Portland Community College. In 1983, Carter was approached by a bipartisan group and asked to run for public office. Carter agreed and won a seat in the Oregon House in 1984, becoming the first Black woman elected to the Oregon legislature. Carter was instrumental in making Martin Luther King Jr. Day a state holiday, in divesting the state of Oregon from South Africa during apartheid, and pushing for policies that advanced public education. In 1996, Carter was chosen as chair of the Oregon Democratic Party, a position she held after ending her term on the Oregon House. In 2000, she won an open seat in the state Senate. In all, Carter spent nearly 28 years serving in either the Oregon House or Oregon Senate. Her term included a stint as the vice chair for the House Ways and Means Committee, and in 2005, she was named the Senate President pro tempore. Carter resigned from the state Senate in 2009 to become Deputy Director of Oregon's Department of Human Services, a position she held until 2014. In addition to her time in office, Carter has also served as the CEO of the Urban League of Portland. In 2006, she was named Oregon Statesman of the Year by the Oregon Business Association, and also served as president of the National Organization of Black Elected Legislative Women. Today, there is a building named for Carter on the campus of Portland Community College. Carter continues to live and volunteer in Portland. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.